The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.
Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello and welcome to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, at Frickers and Adrian on a Monday night. Getting ready for my Steelers to beat the Houston Texans. A lot more to get to before that, though. Adrian, college athletics talk. We're going to have some women's basketball, men's basketball, and a national champion coming up later in the show. But right now, our show's national champion, it's Sports Information Director at Adrian College. It's Mike Prang back again. Relatively light week for you and your staff, kind of easing you into the new semester.
First off, everyone knows you're giving me these titles, right? Not me.
Yeah, no, you did not write them down. No.
Pretty light week. It was our last week on winter break, and classes just started up today for second semester. So excited to get rolling back in the full swing of things for second semester.
That's right. Basketball somewhat busy. On the men's side, they went 1-1. They got a much-needed win and then a tough loss, but both at home, Kalamazoo, and then Calvin came to town.
Yeah, it was nice for men's basketball to open up with a conference win against Kalamazoo. It was 77-55, so a pretty dominant win there. And then Calvin's just always going to be a tough opponent. They're nationally ranked. They're 16th in the country. And we held with them in the first half, and then Calvin did Calvin things and took off late.
Yeah, those teams over there on that side of the state got some things rolling along. The women's side, they did not have their best week. They lost on the road a couple of times, overtime to Kalamazoo, and then Calvin in regulation.
Yeah, I mean, we'll hear more from Darby later in the show about that, but, you know, it just getting back into the swing of things. I know they had an exhibition game right before New Year's Eve, so getting moving and hopefully stronger the second half of the round robin here for MIAA play.
That's right. The good thing is you play them both, you play all the teams twice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lose on the road, you get them at home. If you drop one at home, go steal one on the road. And we have, they have a game with Alma here in a few weeks. We'll have on the Cave.
Yes.
So that'll be here before you know it. And on the men's side as well, they have Olivet at home here down the stretch. There was some hockey played over the last week. It was men's hockey. They had three non-conference games against conference opponents. What? Two?
Two non-conference games. Or one non-conference game. Sorry.
Didn't they play Aurora?
Or Aurora the week before. Yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay. Am I rolling in 2 weeks together?
I think so.
So I had I'm getting into the swing of things, too. So we had, let's do Trine. And then the USA National Team Development Program, a couple of exhibition games. Well, one exhibition, one non-conference. That one did count against Trine. Tough 4-1 loss on the road. And then against USA team 7-1 on the wrong end of that. So got to write that chip here pretty quick.
Yeah, and I mean, big thing for the team is that they were non-conference losses, so it doesn't really affect us in the standings for the NCHA, and we still have our two conference matchups against Trine later this season. So hopefully we can learn from this one and grow it into those conference games where it really matters. I mean, the non-conference matters for the NPI, but playing the tough competition also has really helped us. Our strength of schedule in the NPI increased drastically. I mean, at Christmas Day, we were 56th in the country in strength of schedule. Now we're up to 30th. So, you know, that's really good. And then USA is always a tough game. I mean, every single kid on that team is going Division One, and we've beaten them a few times and not many times on the road playing at their place up in Plymouth and all that kind of stuff. But we did look much better on Friday against USA than we did against Trine on Thursday. So, you know, the little bit 24-hour growth out of that team is a good sight to see.
Well, and some travel, too. Back-to-back Thursday, Friday night in Angola, Indiana, and then, you know, make a little L and go up to Plymouth to play. Two good teams, and it's nice to go. We'll go back to the Aurora non-conference series as well to have good caliber teams this relatively close to Adrian in terms of D3 hockey. It's about as close as you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, we're just in such a weird spot when it comes to Division III hockey. We're the furthest east team in the west region, if that makes sense. So trying to get some quality opponents when it comes to those non-conference games to help boost your strength of schedule is very tough for us. But we are lucky that, the NCHA continues to grow, and we always have that non-conference against Trine, and then now Aurora's kicked in as well. So close opponents that we play.
Yeah, I think it's good for both. And I think they'd both say yes. More often than not, to play each other, extra times in the season. On the women's side, they had the week off, and that benefited them, at least in the national polls, moved up a couple of spots.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a interesting time for the rankings. The first ranking back was January 5th, and we sat at 9 even after shutting out Gustavus, who was number 8. We split with them on the road, and then a good win over Trinity. We beat them 2-0 in a neutral site game tournament, and then we got tasked with number 3 Amherst, and that was a tough one. We took a lead in late, and unfortunately a costly penalty ended up allowing Amherst to tie the game, and then later taking over and taking the victory. But some teams that were ranked above us lost, and coaches saw what we did against Gustavus and kind of how the Amherst game went, where they felt the need to move us up, even though we didn't play. So we'll take it, and we're grateful for that.
Yeah, weird thing. I talked to Coach Davis, and I talked to Coach Phillips on the men's side. The coaches' poll gives the Bulldogs a lot more respect than the NPI.
Yes.
I don't know where the Lady Bulldogs ended up, but I was looking like, hey, Chad, you're like number 9 in the coaches, but you're like 17 in the NPI. So.
Yeah,
big discrepancy there. I don't know that any other school has that kind of, drastic change.
Yeah, really not much. I mean, it's the biggest thing it comes down to is the strength of schedule. And then when you do play those strong teams, it's winning. Like, you still drop. If you lose a to a ranked team, you just don't drop as heavily as if you did to a non-ranked team or something like that. So it's very important to schedule a tough non-conference, especially on the women's side with the not as much talent in the NCHA that the men's side has.
Sure.
So, it's good to schedule these tough opponents. And, hey, we also learn from it, too. You're never going to get better playing a bunch of worse opponents. So.
Exactly. We will have the Lady Bulldogs games Friday and Saturday this week at Lake Forest. Tough place to play over in Lake Forest, Illinois. So tune in to the Cave for that one. Mike, looking at wrestling, women really did some traveling, and the men got to stay home, and they're going to stay home again tomorrow night. So wrestling in the mix, too.
Yeah, women's wrestling went out to Iowa to wrestle in the NWCA National Duels. It's the largest duels tournament in the country, the most competitive. All the great wrestling schools go and compete there. So we placed 11th in that. It was a very successful weekend. We had a few girls. We wrestled in 5 duels. We went 2-3 in them, but we had some girls go 5-0. So it was nice to see that, and put some points up on the board, take some pins and everything. So overall, very successful showing out of the women's team. And then the men wrestled at home and Adrian Open, and Coach Schindel kind of used it more of as a JV event as the first MIAA duels tomorrow. So give his starters a little more extended rest, don't want to risk any injuries, and go into the conference and hopefully take care of Alma tomorrow at night.
Yeah, and is that at 7?
I yes.
assume 7 o'clock start. Go, folks. If you're looking for something to do, and you say there's nothing to do in Adrian or Lenawee County, go to the Marilat. I mean, it's an experience. I've talked with wrestlers on the show, and the experience that they have match night is something that they rave about. So head on over to that one. And on the women's side, there's a couple of girls that we think could be All-Americans. So you want to do well at those kind of duels and tournaments to kind of measure yourself up against some of the top competition. And speaking of top competition, we got really the rest of the hockey teams in the swing of things now with the new semester. I know we got quite a few coming up this week and this weekend.
Yeah, men's D1 is back in action on the ACHA side. They face Hope, a big conference series, first year that Hope's in our conference. And then the women's D1 team, they're back at home, exhibition Friday night, and then Big game versus Grand Valley State this weekend at home on Saturday night. And that's after the men's NCAA team hosts Lake Forest this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. So plenty of hockey at the Arrington Ice Arena Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Breaks over for everyone, the fans, you know, the students, and everyone over at the school. So I appreciate that recap. Mr. Prang, we'll get some of the student-athletes on here in just a second.
Yep, let's do it.
All right. You're listening to the AC All-Access Show here at Frickers in Adrian. Stop on by right here on South Main Street. It's the place to be, not just Monday night, in the afternoon, maybe Tuesday night. They got boneless wings on special today, bone-in wings tomorrow. They got that really good Parkmore chicken on Sundays. It's good stuff. Stop on out. Frickers and Adrian. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk some women's basketball. A senior joining us, Darby Leinerth, right here on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can catch a Bulldog hockey game Friday or Saturday at 3 or 7 p.m. each day, or Sunday at 1. And don't miss women's basketball on Wednesday at 7 or Saturday at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can catch a Bulldog hockey game Friday or Saturday at 3 or 7 p.m. each day, or Sunday at 1. And don't miss women's basketball on Wednesday at 7 or Saturday at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, right on South Main Street. We were just counting down. Pretty excited about my Steelers in a little bit. Another black and gold team. It's all Bulldogs. As I mentioned before the break, we're talking women's basketball. Got a senior from Lansing, Darby Leinerth, joining me. Darby, thanks for being on the show and not needing any reinforcements. I think every one of your teammates is, I need another person on the show with me. So
thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for braving it. I got to start. I mean, we got all this background information, but I've had a chance to watch you quite a bit in your Bulldog career, and it seems like you are the person that coach says you're guarding their best scorer. Is that true, or is that a little bit of a stretch of the truth?
I mean, I definitely take a lot of pride in defense, and I think that being a good defensive player, you have to have that mentality of, like, I can take their best player. So if he gives me that role, that's just kind of in my mindset. And I also trust my teammates. Like, if that's a better matchup for, say, like, Ava or Hannah, then I'm all for that. But if coach is like, hey, like, this is their best girl, you're on her, then I'm going to be like, she's not scoring on me, that's for sure.
That's right, and we can tell in the stands or at the scorer's table when I'm working. This year let's go back. Being a senior with the program, you've had two head coaches. You stuck it out when Sam came in with that transition. What's that been like for you? You know, maybe a little bit last year, and especially this year, being a senior.
I mean, it was very exciting, just given his experience. I think that having that fresh, just like, take on everything, having a fresh start was just exciting for all of us, I think. I mean, Coach Morris, he had a lot of knowledge, but at the same time, I think that we all were just ready for, like, something new. So with him coming in, lots of ideas, it just gave the group of us, because, like, there's quite a few people in my class. So with us being juniors, it just kind of gave us a fresh start to be like, okay, like, we can kind of form something different now.
And then take that into year two.
Yeah.
With Coach Miller, right?
I mean, the last year, like, we were kind of just all adjusting together. So having so many returners, only losing one senior last year, we were kind of just able to hit the ground running, which was really, really exciting for us.
So your class, you have you, Aubrey, Morgan. Who else am I missing?
Jenna Tierman.
Jenna's a senior.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of a smaller senior class.
We did lose a few
along
the
way.
Line.
That's going to happen, right? Leadership-wise, what is your leadership style? I feel like when you're a senior in a program, you lead different ways, or you each have your role in that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that we all have different roles on the team. And I think for me personally, I've just tried to buy into whatever I can do. So from a leadership standpoint, I just want everyone, whether you're a freshman, maybe not getting any minutes, maybe you're a freshman getting a lot of minutes, maybe you're someone that's an upperclassman that isn't just like a different spot. I just want everyone to feel like they have a contribution to the team. So just having that togetherness is really important. And I think having quite a few seniors, like, and we've kind of been through a lot of different things, it's been easy for, or we've been able to have the underclassmen look to us for guidance in that way, because we've seen a lot of different stuff through the years.
That's right. A lot, especially when you play the same school twice each season. You know, it's not like, oh, I remember last year that one time we played them. No, we got them at their place, and we played them here too. So especially in-game stuff. In your notes that Mike Prank gave me, you've dealt with some injuries in your career. A lot of resiliency, I'm sure, to come back and play. And, you know, we've noticed you had some gear on sometimes. But could you tell us about that, just working your way back into the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, going into my freshman season, I had a surgery like that summer, and then I ended up having three surgeries in like a year and a half span. So two ankle surgeries going into freshman year, and then another ankle surgery during my freshman year, and then my sophomore year, midway through the season, I ruptured my Achilles. So I did a lot of rehab, and it just gave me a time to reflect and think, like, is this something I want to keep doing? Especially with the head coach change, because, mm-hmm. I mean, an Achilles injury, that's like a 9 to 10 month recovery. So my future was very unclear, and I didn't know where I stood, because it's hard to trust someone that hasn't really had a lot of floor time. So I really didn't know. So when Coach Miller came in, you know, I kind of talked with him about what I had gone through and struggled with, but it was nice for him to just kind of like take me as I was and support me through that process. And it just gave me a fresh start, even with like all of the things I guess I dealt with in the past with all the injuries.
Did it kind of go, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, did Coach say, hey, if you want to be here, that's on you, right? If you want to come back, we'll welcome you. But did he, I mean, he obviously left it up to you.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, he was like, I knew with the change, I was like, I can do this. And I just was very like upfront with him about like what had happened though. Mm-hmm. Cause I didn't want him to think like, cause I did have to sit out a little bit like in our preseason, just to make sure like I was 100% ready. But I think that he just like took me like same as everybody else. And it was like, if you can play, you can keep up. Like, yeah. So it wasn't really a question. I still wanted to be there. And I was really excited for that fresh start.
That's right. And looks like you've made the most of it. I don't have your career stats in front of you, but 14 games into this season, you're playing over half the minutes per game.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a big jump for your junior year? Like I said, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I feel like you've been playing quite a bit more.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just taking the role as I can. Like, we have so many just great people on the team. Like, three people in the top 10 for MIAA in scores with Morgan Babb, Aubrey, and Hannah. So whenever I'm on the floor, I just want to do what I can to just elevate that, whether it's, like, offensive rebounding or, like, defense, like you said. And I think that's really helped me just get some more minutes, is just buying into that, because everyone does have a role on this team. I don't need to go out there and, you know, be this amazing scorer. We have amazing scorers. So I think that's definitely helped me stay on the floor a lot longer, just being like, I can take their best player, I can do what I need to do to make my teammates better.
Yeah, I mean, just over 4 rebounds a game, 20 assists on 13 steals, so just under a steal a game. We'll take that, take an extra possession. Your team makeup in terms of senior upperclassmen versus underclassmen, you probably have the most experienced front court in the conference with Morgan and Aubrey, but then you bring in Ava, who's got some collegiate experience.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at the backcourt, and you got, you know, a couple of freshmen, you have a couple of sophomores, and there's you normally play like a 3-4, right, type position. But what's that kind of like with kind of the discrepancy in experience?
I mean, from high school to college definitely is a jump, but I think that we have had some talented freshmen, Ashton Moorhead, and Anna as well. So they've been very competitive, like definitely had like good minutes as well. And it's been nice for them to look to us, but also like they're challenging us as well. So I think there's times in games where it's nice to have like that, oh, you know, this group is gonna like work well together, like a group that played together last season. But at the same time, like if we need a spark, like we have that as well. And also with Ava, like she just meshed with us so easily. So even though she wasn't here last season, like she just has that experience where it's never really a question if she can handle those moments.
Talking women's basketball with Darby Leinerth. Talking about the team chemistry, I just think it's the coolest thing that when one of you ladies are on this show, the rest of you are here over at a table hanging out. It's like a road trip in some respect. And those are the kind of things that stick with you in college. I know you play the games and there's all these different things on the court, but it's off the court experience too, things like this, going on those road trips. Could you speak to that for a minute?
I mean, that's what it's all been about. And like you said, with the injuries and stuff, there was a point where I was like, I mean, why did I even come here? Like, what am I doing? And having these relationships that you will have throughout your life, it is what makes, I think, sports in general worth it. There's nothing that compares to having teammates that just have your back. And, like, this team, like, we are all so close, and we're always there for each other. And I had no doubt that they were going to be here for me tonight. And that just honestly helps us on the court so much. Like, we just believe in each other. I mean, even when we were down against Albion, like, last week, I think there was always just this mindset of, like, we believe in each other. So having that closeness and those relationships, like, it carries on not just on the court but off as well.
Yeah, well said. And talking on the court now, the team averages 65 points a game, allowing just over 60. That would indicate probably a pretty even record. And what do you know? You're 7-7. You're 3-3 in the conference. Could you kind of give us your assessment about halfway through the conference?
I mean, we've had some definitely good wins. I think that when we play to our potential, we can compete with anyone in the conference. The MIAA, a lot of respectable teams. But this year, like, you can see, like, any team can win on any given night. So I think that's exciting for us, like, starting to go through the rest of conference play, because, you know, we did take a loss to Kalamazoo, but at the same time, we just have to move forward. We play them again. We play a lot of other teams in the conference as well. And when you're at this point in the season, like, it is time to, like, you can turn it around. If you're doing well, like, you can, you know, continue to be consistent. But it's fun to know that on any given night, we're playing good teams, but we can also compete with them, and anything can really happen.
Yeah, and speaking of, you got some good teams coming to the Marilat this week. You're taking on top 10 ranked Hope College and then Trine University. I know it's Monday, so you know, get a practice in tomorrow. Do you play Wednesday?
Yeah.
Is it Wednesday, Saturday? Yeah. So practice today, practice tomorrow. What's kind of the mindset for the week?
I mean, hope. They've always been good. You know, national champions, like, they're going to be at the top. But I think that we have an underdog mindset, and we know that when we play to that potential and with that grit and just working hard, that we can compete. I think that's the goal, is just to compete. And they're coming to our place. We love being at home. I think that we play so well at home. And it's going to give us a good look to where we're at. But, I mean, we can keep it close. I think that we handle the pressure. Hope has great pressure. They like to press full court. That's something that they do very well. But at the same time, like, our defense, like, has been so much better. I think that if we can handle that pressure, then we're going to be able to compete with them for sure.
All right, folks, again, out in the community, don't tell me there's nothing to do in Adrian. Wednesday night, a top 10 team's coming to town, and then a very good opponent as well. Past champs, I think, the Tryon women's team, coming in on Saturday. So check out adrianbulldogs.com for all the information. Darby, thanks for getting on the program. It's a shame you weren't on earlier, because this was a great conversation. Good luck moving forward.
Thank you.
All right, once again, that was Darby Leinerth with the Adrian College women's basketball team. She's going to go hang out with the rest of her teammates a couple tables over. We're going to switch gears to the men's side. Darius Welch joins us in just a little bit. You're listening to the AC All Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can catch a Bulldog hockey game Friday or Saturday at 3 or 7 p.m. each day, or Sunday at 1. And don't miss women's basketball on Wednesday at 7 or Saturday at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, right here at Frickers and Adrian, getting ready for my Steelers to beat up on the Texans. We'll have that game actually right here on the Cave as soon as our program is done today. We got a national champion coming up in just a little bit, and a guy striving for championships on the basketball court. We got a junior from Lansing, Michigan. We've had a couple of Lansing natives back-to-back, Darby from Lansing and Darius Welch from Lansing as well. He's a forward. Thanks for getting on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No doubt. You've kind of done a little back and forth here in your college time. So it says here you were a freshman at Adrian, then went to a junior college, and then right back to Adrian. So I get to ask you, two separate times. What made you pick Adrian College, not once but twice?
Yeah, I definitely chose to come back to Adrian because, like, the same staff been here besides one assistant coach on the basketball team. So I always, you know, love Kaiser. So Kaiser's a big part into it. And then obviously the facilities I love here. You know, I love the trainer we have, Jamie Fedewa. You know, is a great trainer.
Oh yeah.
So. Just people played a big factor for me,
and I can tell Coach Kaiser is passionate about you, and because he, I don't know that he pushes anyone harder from the bench. I'm right there next to him for most of the games. I'm like, man, he's getting on Darius a little bit, and that means they care, right? Could you speak to that relationship you have with Coach Kizer? I'm sure it's not all sunshine and roses all the time, but tough love might be a good word for it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, look, being a player and having a coach like that, you know, I know the expectation is going to be high for me being a leader and being a captain, you know. Like, I always hear him yelling, you know, like, not just me, but other two captains, you know, if one of us mess up, you guys are one of your captains, you go meet the refs, you know, at half court. So, you know, it's kind of like I play a big role within the team, so he expects a lot out of me. And he told me that before coming here and before the season started that I'm going to he's going to expect a lot out of me. He's going to hold me to a high standard. So, you know, always is going to be not back and forth, but, you know, he might not agree on something that I agree on or vice versa. So, you know, but I always know it's coming from a good place. And it's always just coaching at the end of the day.
Now, to be fair to the other guys, I hear him say plenty about Seth.
Yeah.
I hear him say plenty about Luke.
Yeah.
So it's not just you. Uh-huh. And again, that's a coach that cares. This season for you, Darius, you are 4-9 overall.
Yep.
But the number that matters, you're 1-1 in conference play, beat Kalamazoo, lost to Calvin. A lot of stuff ahead for the team. How do you keep that mindset despite the overall record not being what you want?
Yeah, definitely. You know, to start the year off, it might not start if we wanted, but I know being somebody who played in this conference before and some of the other returners, we try to tell the guys, no, the real season starts once conference play starts. You know, that's when the your record actually matters, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, you're just trying to tell the guys just stay, you know, don't get too ahead of yourselves. You know, don't just look at a number and, you know, think everything's going so bad, it's the end of the world. You know, we're just trying to stay positive and just take a next play, next game at a time.
Looking at the numbers for you this year, you've played in 13 games, 12 starts, averaging just under 31 minutes a game, over 45% on the floor, 14.4 points per game. Seems kind of low. I feel like you've scored quite a few here in recent games, so your game, if people haven't watched you play, you can do a little bit of everything. Not to not to, you know, inflate your ego or anything, but you're a lefty, right? You got a pretty good shot from deep. You can drive with the best of them. What would you say is a part of your game that you excel at, and then maybe one that you're trying to work on?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I do a pretty good job at driving the ball to the hole pretty strong. You know, I'm like pretty lengthy, so I know how to kind of use my body, use my length to my advantage when I'm driving sometimes. Like, I know I don't like look the strongest, but I know my frame, so I know when I kind of bump guys driving to the basket, it might knock them off a little bit. So stuff like that, but kind of driving to the basket, I feel like I'm pretty strong at that. And then another thing I probably have to work on is probably not getting sped up and allowing the offense to really get what they want and not forcing those shots that aren't needed.
You're watching. I don't know how coach positions you guys, if he does 1 through 5 or if he kind of I think you can kind of do a little bit of everything. Yeah. And Darius, this team is not the tallest in the conference, so – You gotta kind of battle and kind of change up positions. I see you're nodding your head.
I definitely. He doesn't really. I feel like basketball nowadays is kind of positionless. So I feel like we play a positionless style of basketball, and other teams do. But yeah, I am being at 6'7". I am one of the taller guys, but I know we just gotta play tough. Really, if we're a tougher team, height and all that extra stuff doesn't really matter if we're tougher. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Looking at points per game this year, that's not been a problem. Scoring has not been an issue. And, if Coach Kizer's listening, he'll say, well, the defense has been an issue.
And,
I know a few of these matchups in the conference, we are not going to be as tall as the other team across the board. How do you play against a team like that where, hey, is it about denying the ball to the post? Is it about double teams? What's kind of the philosophy there?
Definitely, teams are going to be outside, so it depends on the team. Like, I'll give a little insight on Calvin. You know, they got Jalen Overay, about 6'9", 6'10", 260, 270. So we tried to deny it, and again, we tried to deny it from the post. And then once they get in the post, we try to just try to get out the post guy's hands. So it's tough, you know, being outmatched. But like I kind of just spoke on earlier, we try to just be a tougher team, really.
I would, you know, look at making move defensively.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of wear him out on that side of the floor, move him around, you know, pull him away from the basket. And I know you guys do that. I've seen it. Like you drive. I've seen Luke Rager drive and pivot in the post, and he's looking for a pass. And Darius, your team this year, I would maybe lean toward somewhat of a veteran group. Kind of more, you're more veteran than young, would you say?
Yeah, we do got a lot of more older guys in rotation, a lot of more juniors and seniors. Let me rephrase that. A lot of juniors. We only have one senior, Seth Logan.
That's right.
A lot of juniors and some sophomores. So guys are a little bit more experienced. We got guys playing from other schools, like transfers, playing some key minutes. But it's a lot of more veteran group.
Is there a guy in the league that you try to model your game after? I feel like there's somebody for everybody.
Yeah. For me, I try to somewhat model my game after Kobe, I guess I'll say, because kind of just how aggressive he was. Then obviously his mindset is 101, but I try to model my game kind of how he picks his spots on the court and how he scores and how efficient he was at times. So I started Kobe, LeBron, Kevin Durant, kind of Paul George. Kind of like I look for the guys that are kind of more lengthier, kind of matches my build a little bit, taller guys who lengthy that can kind of score all three levels, try to take certain things from their game to try to add to my game almost.
I was thinking KD.
Yeah.
Just the length on the wing. How do you guys, because I feel offensively you might be best just with the ball in your hand and you create.
Yeah.
How do you marry that with being in a structure offensively, right? Coach wants you guys to move the ball around and creating chances, but in the flow of a game, how do you balance, you know, a guy taking advantage of a matchup and staying within the system?
It's I won't say it's hard, but you kind of just have to have a basketball IQ, kind of when to know to kind of attack and when not to attack, to pick your spots throughout the game, and kind of. For me, I like to read the defense. I like to just punish the defense for the mistakes that they give me and something like that. So, it's –
You do what coach tells you to.
Yeah, I try to do what coach tells me, you know.
Yeah.
Don't let the offense get too sped up. Just try to let the offense come to me, really. But don't force it too much.
Darius, you've had a decent little home stretch here with games. You ready to hit the road a little bit, get on the bus, and head out somewhere?
Yeah, I personally kind of like playing at away games. I kind of like having that little kind of edge you got, a little chip on your shoulder going into away games. So I don't mind playing away.
And you talk about two in my – I've been in both, so I can speak to this very high-end arenas at Hope – and then at Trine. So playing it in those kind of atmospheres, they're the bowl setting.
Yeah.
And I did go to your game against Hope last year, which you weren't here, so that not relevant to you, but been to Trine as well, and playing it in those venues, it's just different than the Maryland. I'm not saying it's better, but it's different.
Yeah.
I'm sure they packed the place pretty well, too.
Yeah, it definitely has a different feeling playing up in there. Like, I'll speak on Trine. Like, I feel like it has the most kind of college atmosphere in the game, kind of the whole kind of bowl you spoke on, kind of everybody looking down on you and the courts right there. So I definitely – those are some nice stadiums, but, you know, it's nice stadiums to get some wins in also,
right.
Though.
So. Send some fans home displeased, right, Darius?
Definitely.
Well, best of luck. You're at Hope on Wednesday. At Trine on Saturday. Find all information about the men's basketball team at adrianbulldogs.com or download the Adrian College app. Darius, thanks for taking the time today and good luck this week.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Once again, that was Darius Welch with the men's basketball team at Adrian College. Bulldogs on the road this week. Maybe make the trip. Check it out, AdrianBulldogs.com. We will take one more quick break. We're going to go from balls to bags. Cornhole talk coming up next here at the ACL Access Show. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can catch a Bulldog hockey game Friday or Saturday at 3 or 7 p.m. each day, or Sunday at 1. And don't miss women's basketball on Wednesday at 7 or Saturday at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can catch a Bulldog hockey game Friday or Saturday at 3 or 7 p.m. each day, or Sunday at 1. And don't miss women's basketball on Wednesday at 7 or Saturday at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Back on the ACL Access Show at Frickers and Adrian on South Main Street. Thanks for being along for the ride tonight. Got my Steelers in action in about 13 minutes, but who's counting? It's me. Geez, can we win a playoff game? The guy I'm talking to won plenty of playoff games, essentially, on his way to a national championship. You've heard him or you've seen him. This guy's been everywhere recently. He's a junior from Bellevue, Michigan, with the Adrian College Cornhole team, Alex Weaver. Alex, thanks for taking the time out of your busy media tour to talk to me about this.
Thanks for having me.
Very cool. I mean, Alex recently won the American Cornhole League Collegiate Singles Tournament. First cornhole championship in program history. It's the 33rd individual national championship in school history. A couple of great feats there. I know the program's had doubles make it pretty far. They've made it on TV, but you brought home the hardware. And the unique thing I learned about the singles tournament, could you talk to me about just the format? I heard it was not a double elimination, that it was a single elimination,
yes.
You know, win or go home type deal all the way to the end.
So we play rounders, four games that'll seed us into our bracket. I ended up going 3-1 in those games. That put me in a fairly high seed. Single elimination's pretty cutthroat. You lose, you get 12 rounds. One round is just one down, there's down and back. So you get six down and backs, essentially. And if you're down in those rounds, you're done. And that, it's kind of hard to swallow sometimes, but you just kind of have to accept that. And it's definitely rewarding when you make it as far as I did.
I mean, so if, you know, people, you know, play out in their backyard in the summertime, and it seems like the game is going forever because, you know, you get to 21 or you go over and then you got to reset.
Yep.
You don't get that luxury, so to speak, you know.
Yep.
You only have a certain number of throws. And learning that about the sport was very unique Do you find it more often, Alex, that, you know, you get to that magic number, or do you find yourself, you know, here's the last throw to win it situation?
Yeah, I would say for a majority of the games, you get to that 12th round. A lot of the people we're going to play are going to make us go to that 12th round. Occasionally, you get a newbie or something like that where you might finish a game a little early, but for the most part, we play some pretty good competition, and it takes a while.
And those 12 turns, do they get to 21 typically, or
it happens? Okay. If you're playing top-notch competition, you could finish a game 5-6. I mean, it
really?
Just
okay.
Depends. Sometimes it's very low scoring.
Yeah.
So
I mean, high pressure stuff. You got to figure, how many throws do I have left? What's my strategy? What am I thinking my opponent's going to do? It's got all that into the mix. I want to take you back, Alex, with your journey to Adrian College. These days I look and see, well, they're a junior, so I say, what happened 3 years ago that made you come to Adrian? But that's not necessarily the case, so I'll ask you about your journey to AC.
So I grew up in Olivet, Michigan, home of Olivet College. Now the University of Olivet. But I went to Trine University my very first semester of college. It was close to home, right down the highway. It was just kind of a one visit. I was okay with it, went there. And then about halfway through my first semester, I found out about the Adrian Cornhole program. And I had no idea that college cornhole even existed. I thought it was a really cool opportunity, so I reached out to Max. We got me transferred over as soon as possible the next semester, and the rest is history. I've been here ever since.
So it sounds like you knew you wanted to go the D3 route, you know, smaller private school. Trine's a little bit bigger, but, you know, that is what it is. So you knew you wanted to go that route, and then you didn't really stumble upon it, but you discovered that, hey, I could throw bags while I'm going to school.
Yep. Yeah, I thought it was a really cool opportunity.
And here you are. So last year you were on the team as well?
Yep.
Okay.
This is like my second and a half year.
Okay, so, yeah. Is the sport of cornhole kind of an all calendar year type thing, or all academic year thing at college?
Yeah, I would say the bulk of our season is in the fall. We play a lot of our tournaments. Our schedule is full the whole fall. This spring, I think we're going to go to three big tournaments, which we don't usually get to do, but our budget allowed for it this year. We're going to go to Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to go to Cleveland, Ohio. And then we're going to host our home meet that we were supposed to have in the spring, but we had to cancel it, unfortunately.
Just the sport, for people that don't know, has really blossomed and bloomed into something.
It has.
That I don't know how many people saw it coming, but here it is. And the Bulldog program, quite strong in its infancy still.
Yep.
And obviously, you know, you hoisting that trophy, not an incredibly deep team at AC. There's, what, maybe a dozen or so players?
There's
on the team?
About 12 or 13 of us, yeah.
Okay. And then how does practice work?
We practice every day, about an hour and a half a day. Some of us get there early, some of us stay late. We try to practice outside of that, too. We do our best to get as much practice in as we can, but it's kind of, some days we have a set schedule of what we're going to do. We're going to do this shot today, practice these drills, and then some days we'll just play games, because at the end of the day, that's what makes you better, is playing games, preparing us for those big tournaments.
Yeah. Coming at it from maybe an average Joe out there wondering, is there even strategy with cornhole? I feel like there's a lot that goes into it that people don't understand.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. There's so many different kinds of shots. I mean, the bags we're throwing have two different sides on them. One's slower, one's faster. So you can block people, be in their way, push through it with the fast side. You're going around bags, throwing what we call a cut, which is tilting it to make it go around, or rolling over a bag. There's so many things you can practice. You can play the game at its simplest form, just going in the hole, and that's it. But
sure,
once you get to a certain level, people force you to play a different kind of game, and that's what we practice.
Before college, did you play cornhole at all? Or
I probably played for about a year before college, like getting into it. I practiced a lot in the backyard, got to a point where I felt comfortable, and I started playing some local tournaments. I did good enough in those to where that's kind of why I reached out to Max. I was like, I think okay. I feel pretty good, so I'm going to try it out in college.
So the Olivet cornhole scene is pretty hot, huh?
Well, not necessarily right in Olivet, but I travel. I mean, as long as the tournament's within, 30, 45 minutes on a weeknight, I'll probably get to it if I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, talking with Alex Weaver, national champion for the American Cornhole League Singles Collegiate Tournament. Did it all happen in one day? I mean, was this just like a boom, this is it? Someone's going to win, and we go from there.
Yeah, so the first day of the tournament was Thursday. We played college doubles, and then Friday was college singles, and then Friday night was the finals for everything. So if you qualified for TV Thursday, you had to wait until Friday. But if you qualified for singles on Friday, you played Friday night. So okay. I won the game to make it on to TV at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I had to wait until about 9:30 at night that night to play the championship games.
Oh, wow. So you made it all the way to the final match.
To the final match, yep.
And could you talk me through that final match? Like, who'd you go up against? What school are they from? And how'd that pan out for people that don't know?
So the game to get there was against his name's Gavin Hammond from Winthrop University, that's our biggest competitor is Winthrop. They're from South Carolina. Number one school in the nation, no doubt, but we're coming right up on them. I think this tournament really showed that. And then making it to that championship game, it was just kind of a sigh of relief. I mean, it was all that work getting there, and then you're just like, I'm here. So I got to play against a kid named Cannon Hatcher. He goes to a school in Louisiana. He's very good. He's been on the broadcast before in previous years. I knew it was going to be a tough game. But I was comfortable. We've been there before. I was pretty comfortable with the boards and the atmosphere, and I felt pretty good going into it.
Speaking of, do you practice throws on the board? I know you talked about the bags being different. Are boards different that you play on?
Yeah, depending on the, if it's hot in the building, if it's humid, if there's 1,000 people in there, it gets sticky, boards get slow. Sometimes on that broadcast court for TV, they put brand new boards out and they're super fast, which was the case last year.
Okay.
They had a slightly used set out there this year, which allowed for me to throw those different shots like I was talking about because the boards were slower. I think that really played into my game.
And then let's talk about after. I mean, we got everything, all the build up. We got you there. The final bag's been thrown. You win. You probably answered this question 15 times, but what was going through your head when you were all done and you won it all?
Kind of like what I said going into the game, like it was just a relief to be there. I was excited, no doubt, but I think when I won, it was just like, I did it. Like, it was just like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, all these years working up, get so close and come short, and then you do it. And it's like, it didn't even feel real for a while. I still don't know if it feels real, but it was definitely cool. We celebrated as a team that night. We had our family there. It was pretty cool.
And then since then, we'll give some free advertising to other people, but CBS Detroit, WTOL, and you'll soon be on 13 ABC out of Toledo. And then, of course, we got you right here on the Cave. Yep. ACL Access Show, I will say the prime of all those, but what's it been like getting in front of camera? A little bit different than on radio, but since then, kind of a media tour, if you will, for you.
Yeah, it's definitely new for me. It's a little, not really my speed usually. I'm usually just the quiet type. Like, I could have done without it, to be honest. Like, but I mean, it's very good for the school. It's very good for our program. I'm happy to get our name out there. And if getting out of my comfort zone for a little bit is what I have to do, then I'm willing to do that.
Family had to be obviously the most proud.
Yeah, my family was pretty happy. Like you were saying, all these new news stories, every time they get out, they're sharing them on Facebook. They're sending them to me, even though I was the one on it. Like, I know that it happened.
Right, that was me talking to them. Yeah.
They're definitely proud. And I'm I'm proud to have done it. I mean, I'd like to say I did it for them. I did it for my team. I couldn't do it without any of them. So,
absolutely. Well, what family member maybe has beaten you or been close? Who's been your closest competition?
My stepdad's pretty good at cornhole. Okay. We play together a lot. When I started playing, he started playing. So we've kind of gone through it. I'd like to think he kind of prepared me. Yeah. A little bit for this.
Does he claim part of the championship with you?
Of course he will, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And of course your coach and all the, the students and other people affiliated with the program that helped you out. As you said, the season kind of goes on. You do have another academic year, only being a junior right now, but you're going to hit the road to Memphis, Tennessee at the end of the month and work toward qualifying, right, for the next national tournament.
I don't actually know the rules on that, if this tournament already qualifies us for next year.
Okay.
It might. That's very true. It might, but I'm not entirely sure on that. So.
Okay. Well, I look forward to bringing some more hardware home.
Yes, hopefully.
All right, Alex, I appreciate the time, and I know you're not done with all of us media types, but I can tell you the school is extremely proud of you and everyone affiliated with the program and with the school. You know, someone that went there when there was no cornhole.
Yeah.
Very proud, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.
And again, that was Alex Weaver with the cornhole team at Adrian College, national champion in the singles collegiate tournament earlier this year. We're going to head right over to our friends on Westwood One for the final wild card game. Good luck to my Steelers going up against the Houston Texans. I am Ian Wendt, Josh Mitchell back in our downtown Adrian studios. Stacy Mitchell alongside, thanks to Mike Prang, Darius Welch, Darby Leinerth, and Alex Weaver for being my guest today on the AC All Access Show. We'll be back next Monday night, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.